Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Do you disappear for 24 hours only to show up at your stalker's dorm room? Neither do we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, it's really interesting that I think that this show is making me feel better about my life decisions, because as much as we rag on them a lot and everything that they do, like I don't do as much stupid shit. So like maybe this is a good show for everybody's self-confidence, maybe.
I mean, this is kind of the reason to watch a teen drama, is to be like, well, at least I wasn't like them when I was that age. That's why I watch most reality TV that I consume.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, like the mistakes that people make, I feel as though I'm 5 years behind mentally. So like I'm making like 30-year-old mistakes. So when I was 30, I was making like 25-year-old mistakes.
Got it. Okay.
So like I feel as though like, I mean, like, I ran into credit issues myself.
I think this is a super relatable thing. And obviously not everyone chooses the like Ben route of like, I'm going to put a bunch of money, like bet a bunch of money and hope it works out.
Yeah.
I would even like, I question also the choice from Ben to go to a bank instead of just getting financial aid through like getting a student loan through the school. That seems weird to me, because colleges love to give out student loans because they give that really high interest rate. So they're excited to give out student loans. So that was a little weird too.
I think like he also just needs a personal loan to have his own little nest egg. Like he has to pay rent. He has to like live day to day. So like maybe he wanted a personal loan so that he can pay for school, but then had a surplus to just like live on. Thankfully I never went to a bank and asked for a personal loan, but honestly that's because no bank in the right mind would have given me a personal loan in the height of things. And I had no bitches to co-sign.
We're going to talk through that too, because Sean is real good lad, that Sean.
A great lad. And I will, once again, even if you have bad credit and debt, doesn't make you a bad person.
Yeah.
I got to tell myself that. I have to remind myself that. And then Felicity got an undeserved raise and promotion.
Insane to me. I can't with this new boss who's like, by the way, while I'm out for a few days, it's your job to fire someone. Bitch, what?
She is un unhinged that woman. And like her energy is so strange because it's like she's like dismissive, but like all up in your shit, but like also like needs to, I don't know, like she's a terrible boss, but then she's like really strict on the rules. She's so confusing. I don't even know. What's her name? Nancy? I don't think it's Nancy.
Sally. One. I don't know. It doesn't matter. She sucks. We'll talk about new it boss. When we get there. But yeah, Connections, season one, episode 20. We're getting down towards the end of season one of Felicity. And we start off the episode, like you said, with Felicity talking to Sally about, oh, it's Abby. Abby is the name of the manager.
you were kind of close.
Yeah. So she's like, well, she's going away and she's putting me in charge. It's a test because there's an assistant manager position open and she wants to see if she can handle it. And I guess my question was like, I guess I didn't realize you could get an assistant management position if you're like only doing this like part time as a college student. You know what I mean? That seems like a big deal if she gets that promotion when like this is just a little part time gig for her.
Yeah, I can see a world where she's currently part time and then she gets the promotion and then she gets full time hours. And I don't know if she'll be able to make that work being a full time student. But there's so many people out there that do that. Like, there's so many people that work a full-time job and they go to school full-time and they have children, you know?
I mean, I did all of that minus the children part. And it was very difficult and it was really hard. I you have less flexibility in your schedule because basically I only went to college on like Tuesday, Thursdays or Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So like if a class didn't fall on one of those days, then like I probably wasn't going to take it if it didn't work with my schedule because I also was committed to like living on my own, paying rent and working full time in order to afford to do that. So it was a lot. And I worry for Felicity because she's going to freaking NYU or like the equivalent of NYU in this world. Yeah. And that's stressful enough without being an assistant manager of a coffee place.
True.
But it's this test because of this open position. And so she's like very, very scared. And she's all dressed up for it, but she can't tie a tie. So Noel goes in to help her. And again, in everyday normal life, Sarah, how this would work is Noel would take the tie off of Felicity, put it on himself, tie it, loosen it, take it off his head and put it on Felicity. But because we have to be all romantic about it, he's like, here, stand in front of a mirror. Let me do this behind you in the most romantic way possible.
I think that's hot.
Well, yes, but that's the whole purpose, right? Is that they're like, they can't help but be like all lusty with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. How about a world of just being friends with benefits? Like, let's take
that's
away.
That's not going to work with these two. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it can work with certain characters. We've talked about it with like Pacey and Jen from Dawson's Creek, right? Like, we've had conversations about friends with benefits, but neither Felicity nor Noel can have the benefits without having intimacy of like a different sort involved.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. As soon as I came out of my mouth, I was like, you're stupid, Sarah. Because that would never work with these two. I mean, like, so now, okay, so it's not like they are technically back together is kind of what they're saying in this episode. They are just friends and they're seeing how things are going. And it's not, I mean, like, they're definitely struggling with the, like, not being boyfriend and girlfriend thing. But also, I think that is when you don't give it enough time, it's really hard to not just like jump back into an old mindset. You know, it's only been like maybe a month since they were boyfriend and girlfriend. So I can imagine like being this close and intimate, you kind of just like fall back into old habits, sort of.
Yeah. I mean, it's because they're used to being able to like kiss and touch and all of those things because it hasn't been that long ago since they did those things. They're really confused about like the status of their relationship. And I did like Felicity like admitting it, right? Like she's like, this is like very confusing. And they're
it is confusing.
Yeah. And they both agree that it sucks, which again is like, you know, code for let's just get back together already.
Well, okay. Well, the thing is that like I've been in this situation before. And you know how it ended?
How?
We were fucking in the back of his Mini Cooper.
Fucking a Mini Cooper of all vehicles.
That was his douche era. He was like, I am going to break up with you and get myself a Mini Cooper.
I hate this.
I know. And it was,
that guy is a loser.
Stop it. And it was like a lemon. So eventually he had to like,
yeah, because it's a fucking Mini Cooper. No shade to Mini Coopers, but like of all the vehicles to have the sex in the back of, a Mini Cooper is like so low on the list. I
didn't really have a car. Well, maybe I did have a car, but I didn't really. Did we? I don't know. Whatever. It's what he had. He went from a Mazda Protege to.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds better than a Mini Cooper.
To a Mini Cooper. And that was his douche era. And then he got a Honda Civic. And then he was no longer a douche.
I feel like the Mini Cooper is very much like an Elle Woods sort of vehicle. And it just, I don't know. I mean,
there's men that get the Mini Cooper, I think.
I'm sure there are. I don't want to fuck in their back seat, though.
No, but the point is that, like, you know, like, it's really hard to pretend. Like, that's when you start, like, hooking up.
This is what leads to the hookup.
Yeah, this is being too close.
Yeah, so Felicity goes off to work, and Ben just, like, comes flying in. He's like, hey, I need to work. I'm not on the schedule, but I need to work. And so immediately Felicity already has one situation on her hands where, like, you have an employee who wants to work because he needs the money, and she's just like, well, it's my friend, so sure, okay, I'll figure something out. And then we meet Danny, and Danny seems to be kind of like a bumbling guy, right? Like, he cuts his fingers and he's just walking around with like a bloody ass towel on this hand. And I'm like, go to the emergency room, my guy. Like, why are you still here?
He is like, he seems like an idiot. Like, I don't know. Like, I understand why Abby is like, fire him, because he seems like very accident prone, and he comes in late, and he like breaks stuff, and he's just like, looks like a dum-dum. There's no worlds where because she's not an assistant manager yet, she has no responsibility. Like, I don't know why Abby had bestowed this responsibility onto Felicity, but just because aside from the fact that, like, she's a terrible boss, what do you think Danny's deal is?
Danny just feels like a guy who, like, sticks around at a job because he's a little bit, you pity him. He's a little bit too sad for you to fire.
Sure.
So like, you give him like the grunt work, right?
Yes.
Like, you're like, go sweep something, Danny. Like, don't let him anywhere near the steamer unless you want him to burn his hands off.
What's like the steamer? What,
like the steam wand thing that you use to make like lattes when you foam the milk, the foamer. You know what I mean?
I was thinking of like the dishwasher when like the
industrial don't let him near on that either. Seriously, because I'm picturing, you know, those big industrial ones where they pull it down.
And then
he's gonna chop his arm off. He's gonna amputate himself by accident or decapitate himself.
But he could like take out the trash and like maybe he can like restock something. But yeah, like you don't give him like actual jobs. And like sometimes like those types of people, they like get in the way of like actual work.
I mean, that's the thing. Is he helping or hurting? And I feel like he's hurting himself and others.
Exactly. Yeah. Now he's just taking hours from Ben at this rate.
Yeah, it really, truly. Ben is a better worker, even though he doesn't wear his hat. And so she's just like, and I like Felicity's instincts of like, listen, don't hold up a bloody hand while you're working at like a cafe, you know, like put your hand down. She says, go run this under some water. And this is when freaking Abby comes out and she's like, she barely makes eye contact with Felicity, which now I've noticed and it bothers me so much.
Yeah, no. Why doesn't she do that? Whatever. She's weird.
She just can't. And so she's like, listen, this is in your hands. Oh, also while I'm away, you have to fire Danny. And she's like, what? Shouldn't you do that? And she's like, I can, but I'm not gonna. You're gonna. So bye.
I can't. Like, I respect that idea, but I'm just not gonna do it. Thank you, but no thanks.
Yeah. So funny to me.
And where is she going? She's going to, like, some sort of, like, coffee bean convention?
I think so. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, the big Dean and DeLuca is getting all the managers to come to have a retreat.
Yeah.
And they're doing like trust falls.
So ridiculous. Yeah. And you, that bitch, you know, Abby is the type who's such an asshole as your boss. But then as soon as she gets around like the higher ups, she's like nose all the way up their butts.
Oh, that's why she's
being like, yes. Oh my God, Arthur, look at those glasses on you. They really make your face shape pop. Like I could just hear this bitch.
Yeah, that's how like she, even though she's a horrible boss, gets promoted.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ugh, it's terrible. I hate those people. You know those people. Everybody knows.
Everybody
those
knows
people.
These people.
Yeah.
But can I tell you what I hate more?
What? Like and asking people for money?
No, I hate more student-teacher relationships.
Oh, this.
And you know what? Yeah. Sarah, I kind of figured we were eventually going to get this. We got it with Dawson's Creek a few times. Like, it's bound to happen. These shows, these 90s teen dramas love a teacher-student inappropriate relationship. And you know what, though? I didn't think it was going to be my girl, Elena. And I'm so fucking sad about it. This is not – why is this her storyline? Why are we doing this?
I'm such an asshole that I kind of love it.
You are an asshole for loving it.
I love it for you because you hate it so much. So, of course, it is bestowed on you. But did you not have a feeling, like, as soon as Felicity was saying, like, oh, he calls you Elena and everybody else is Mrs. Porter.
Well, like, we did mark did that as, like, not, a weird thing.
How but, did you not know that that's what was going to happen? Because I knew it in my bones.
See, I was a little bit concerned when we heard the like, oh, he calls you Elena. But then as soon as she shows up in his office in this very first scene, I was like, fuck.
And she looked different.
She looked like she was like, she had her hair like done special, it seemed. She had like a whole matching ensemble.
Yes, she looked so beautiful. And she dressed up for Mr. Professor.
And she does like, she initiates some personal talk, which again, we're not blaming Elena. None of us are blaming Elena because you know what? You know who's the responsible one? The goddamn professor.
Yeah, but she's like tits out.
Of course she is, because all of us feel that way about people in power at certain points in our lives, which is why they are supposed to be the ones to control them fucking selves.
And he does that first in his defense. And he's like, this is a bad idea. And then she gets super embarrassed and is like, oh, I'm a stupid asshole. And then he comes back. But in his defense, he did try.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take very long for her to be like, how can I get closer to him? He looks upset. He's like rubbing his temples and he's like, oh, like my day has been like a pretty bad day. And also my assistant is like away until Friday. And so I like am like drowning in paperwork. And Elena is like, oh, well, I would love to help. And he says, oh, maybe I could like do something with extra credit. And if I'm Elena, I'm like, fuck him, and I won't take that extra credit. She's like, oh, no worries. It'd be a great learning experience. I'm like, bitch, take the extra credit. What are you doing?
She doesn't need the extra credit. She needs cold, hard cash.
I thought you were going to say she needs a cold, hard dick.
You know what?
Bitch, why would it be cold?
Rewind it back.
Okay.
She needs a warm-ass dick.
Warm-ass-dick.
Wait, no. What did I say the first time?
A warm, hard dick.
Warm, hard dick.
There you go.
There
you
go.
So, yes. She says she agrees to, like, help work for him in the evenings to help him sort out paper. And, like, to be fair, if you're going to ask anybody to be your assistant, Elena is your girl. Like, she is the one who's going to be organized. So, I understand why he wanted it. But I'm so upset about later.
Yeah, maybe she needs to get paid for this paperwork business.
I mean, again, either in extra credit or in cash.
It's cold, a good job cash. For her. It's a good cold hard cash.
Cold hard dicks.
It's a good opportunity for her.
It is. And then we're going to go with Ben and meet this bookie that we've heard a bit about. Barry is his name. And Ben is just a naive little cherub baby, and he doesn't understand that, like, this is a bookie that you owe money to, and, like, you should not be meeting him to ask for more money.
No, that was pretty stupid. I've seen the end of how this goes, and next thing you know, your fingers get chopped off.
Oh, my God.
I know.
He's lucky then, because his fingers didn't get chopped off. Yeah. But he basically, Barry says, well, in exchange, what is going to happen is I have a list of people that owe me money. And so maybe you're going to look at the list. And if you see anybody you recognize, then I think you're going to take care of it. And so, Sarah, my favorite is how much we trashed on this guy named Guy. Like, we were like, who is this fucking guy? Why is he hanging around? We don't know him. And I feel like every episode since we said that, he has made an appearance.
Oh, Guy is practically the star of the show. Next thing you know, he's gonna get like front billing in the blue blue blue, like they're just gonna have him
da do da, and then here comes Ben with his afro da do da do, and he goes hi, I'm Ben. No, but what's his name? Guy.
They're just gonna reshoot the whole thing and just give me shots of Guy. And it's like, okay, I guess he is the breakout star of the show, I suppose.
Yeah. And Ben approaches Guy and he tries to say, like, listen, you know, Barry, you owe money for Barry. And you know what? You know what, Guy? The problem is when you owe money to Barry, that means he's covering for you. And so he's low on money. And Guy is such a fucking, and he's like, I never thought of it that way.
And he was agreeable. He was ready to hand over his $30. The thing is that, like, I actually think Ben's really good at this job.
He's like, too good at it. He's,
I think, too that good. He could legit be the, like, nice cop or the nice guy for Barry the bookie. Because,
well, the problem is he actually has morals, though, which is why he's ultimately not that good.
How is it not full of morals? Because he does owe, Guy does owe Barry money. He owes Barry money. Like, it's not like, this is actually just like not the mafia. It's just like you owe people money. You gotta pay it back. So like because like eventually Ben's like, you know what, fuck it, don't hand over your last $30, we're gonna figure this out. How you're gonna figure it out is having like a fucking horse head in your bed.
My favorite is how he's just like, Guy gets away with this because he's so pitiable, because all he has is $30. And Ben's like, you know what, fuck Barry, keep your $30. Like, that's not going to do anything anyway.
You know what? Back in the day, if I had $30 in my Bank of America account, it was a good day. As long as I wasn't in the red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, now let's discuss the scene between Lynn and Ben. Mm-hmm. It's such a good scene, except for the fact that we got a rag on Jersey for no reason.
I loved this so much. Lynn is trying to make conversation with Ben because they, like, the last we saw them, they were like having a bit of a fight, a little bit of a tussle between the two of them. And Lynn says, if you let people from Jersey win, it's like a defeat for human decency.
Okay. You know what I have to say about this?
Uh-huh.
Everybody who makes fun of Jersey all the time, stay fucking pressed. Stay pressed. You have our names in your mouth all the fucking time. You are jealous. You are pathetic. You are... What's wrong with Jersey? Is it the beautiful surroundings? Is it the suburban life?
Do you, I think, hate it's the stink when you drive
up. Shut up. Do you hate that we're 30 minutes away from the city and that we can go in and have both a suburban life and a city life? Is it the fact that we get have the best Italian food? Is it the fact that we have the best bagels? Is it the fact that we have the best malls? Is it the fact that we are in driving distance to the beach and the mountains and the city and the country? Is it the fact that we are the Garden State and we have the best fucking produce and tomatoes? What is it that is so bad about New Jersey, you stupid fucks? Stay pressed and keep having your name in our mouths, you stupid assholes.
Lynn wants to Ben to talk, and Ben really isn't having it. But Lynn, I mean, credit to Lynn for like a trying, right? Like, I feel like Ben is in the wrong. And so for Lynn to be like the bigger person and be like, listen, man, like, I don't like when we're not talking, like, we gotta talk. And he's like, we're talking right now. And I'm like, okay, Ben, shut the fuck up. Stop it with that nonsense.
I think that we should just stay like ignoring people like that. Cold shoulder for the win.
I think Ben just really loves Jersey, and so he was really upset when Lynn said that thing about Jersey.
It was fucking rude. Exactly. I mean, Ben's from California, but I guess he has
like a soft spot
for Jersey.
For Jersey.
Loves the fact that we don't get taxed on clothes. Great. In New Jersey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then the coach comes in and he's like, hey, Ben, I got a call from the bursar's office and you owe tuition. And if like you're not paid up, you're not going to be able to be on the team. So Ben's like, shit, I got to figure this out. And at this point, I'm like, Ben should just go to the student loan office at college and get a student loan. But instead, we end up at a bank. And he's asking for a private loan, which again, like to your point, maybe he also needs it for what he owes Barry. But this I thought was kind of strange. And also this fucking worker pissed me right off when he kept doing the we, us.
Yeah.
Bitch, stop it. That is so infuriating.
It is infuriating because you know that like it's all like shop talk. Like that's how he's like trained to talk because like, oh, yes. You want to be approachable. You want them to feel comfortable. But it's like, no, like you are not struggling. I am struggling. And at first he seems like agreeable to the fact that he's going to give him a personal loan. But the issue is that he doesn't have credit history and he doesn't have what else? A credit score?
Assets. He has no assets. So
does he not have
like
a car?
No. He lives in New York City and he's from California. What would he have a car for?
Because he's from California. That's how they get around. But he has no assets.
New York City.
No assets. He needs a co-signer.
Yeah. So they're like, okay, maybe you ask like your parents or an older sibling or something. And Ben is like refusing to tell his parents any of this. So he goes to Sean. And Sean, I mean, we just have to say, Sean is probably one of the better friends we've seen on any of these shows. Yes. He's letting Ben live there basically for freezies right now, along with Ben's girlfriend, who's always around. Ben's pool
she's a roommate. Yeah, she's a roommate now. Yeah.
The pool team seems to be over there a lot. And Ben is like pretty chill, or excuse me, Sean is very chill with all this, and then also offers to co-sign this loan with Ben. And he's like, mentors are very, very important.
Yeah,
so,
that was very sweet. Like, I thought that was very sweet. I thought it was like a very stupid financial decision.
Oh, sure, certainly.
Yeah, because honestly, like, I mean, as much like, so like when I was looking for a new car, they were like, Sarah, your joke. You cannot get this car on your own. You need a co-signer. And I like asked Mini Cooper and he was like, sorry, dog, like I'm not going to co-sign for you. And at the time I was pissed. I was like, well, if you really want me in your Mini Cooper at all times, then you would co-sign this for me. And then maybe I can have my own Mini Cooper that we can be in.
Yeah.
But honestly, looking back, that was the right decision for him because like I wouldn't lend myself my money and I wouldn't ask myself, especially in the heyday of like my disparity and poorness, I wouldn't have been able to pay back the debt that I had owed. So co-signing, and then that would just fuck them. So I don't know. Like, I think that, I mean, like co-sign for, I guess, your husband, would you co-sign for Will?
I mean, at this point, it wouldn't be a co-sign thing, I don't think, because I think they would just automatically run both of ours because we're married or something.
Is that how it works?
Oh, you know what? No, you're right. It doesn't work like that because I remember my mom saying they got like their Kubota thing in one of their names because for whatever reason it was better. But yeah, of course. Like, I mean, in my opinion, Will wouldn't be buying anything without me knowing about it. That would require him needing a loan anyway.
Yeah.
So of course I would co-sign for him.
When
but
you're
like,
dating Will, would you have done it? Oh, never mind. Forget that question.
Okay.
Your brother, if he was like, hey, Jessica, me and my cat need a new place to stay. Will you co-sign this house for me? Your face is saying no.
I mean, I feel like I don't know why he would come to me instead of my parents.
Jessica, I'm just asking the questions, just hypotheticals.
I mean, depends on how much money it was, but I might. Because he's good for it, probably.
Yeah.
He has good credit. So
his cat's not paying the bills, though.
He's honestly not terrible with his money. He's certainly better than he used to be with his money.
Yeah, so as much as I love you, don't come with sign for me.
No, okay, I won't. Even if you ask very nicely, I never will. So Sean agrees
to
it.
Would the way that you just said that, I feel like you would. Don't do it.
Okay, I won't.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But what do we think of Ben's choice here to not tell Julie what's going on? Like, he flat out lies to her.
Why? I don't understand why he's being so secretive with Julie. It's not like Julie's going to judge him, or I guess he doesn't want the nagging.
I don't think it's about the nagging.
You don't think so?
No.
He's like, he's saying it's like the worrying. I don't think it's the worrying.
I think that, remember the start of Julie and Ben's relationship, right? They started their relationship off of the heels of, like, Julie being assaulted. And so he's had to be, like, there for her as her rock. Now she's going through the thing with her mom, right? Like, he's always trying to be there for her, that I feel like he doesn't want to burden her with his problems. Like, he wants to continue to be the strong guy for her. And so he doesn't want to, like, divulge this, like, because it's embarrassing. Like, I think he's embarrassed by all of it.
It's embarrassing. It shouldn't be embarrassing, but it's embarrassing, yeah.
Yeah, especially because, some of it is gambling debt, which I feel like is also, like, that's he feels shame
lots
over.
Lots of shame, yeah.
So I think that's why he just hasn't told her. I mean, it's probably similarly, we hear him talking about his mom later and how he doesn't want to burden her with this. Like, she just got out of the relationship with his dad, and he's so happy for her. He doesn't want to, like, rain on her parade with all his problems.
You're so right, and I have done the same exact thing. So I'm not surprised.
It's just easy to lie when, like,
yes,
you're faced with, like, do I either come clean and have them look at me differently, or just lie and hopefully resolve it under the radar, and then we don't ever have to talk about it, you know?
Yeah,
so that wasn't great, and it feels like kind of obvious that Julie know something is up, like, when she walks in and they won't say anything. I like Sean being like asking about it too, because I think Sean would tell Julie, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't,
yeah.
I don't think he looks at it the same way that Ben does.
Well, it's kind of because Sean and Julie are maybe made for each other. They might be soulmates.
I would love to see it. I would love to see it.
I feel like they're on the same page so often.
Yeah, they are.
They're soulmates.
I wouldn't hate a Julie and Sean relationship. Yeah. I would actively like it, actually.
Maybe it'll happen. I don't know. Like, Julie kind of seems like a little all over the place. Like, I don't know. I think like it's one of those things, like, right place, right time.
Yes. Yeah. So Felicity asks Elena about her working with Professor McGrath. And Elena says, like, oh, it was intimidating. Like, it was weird seeing him, like, emotional over something, but I don't know, like, what it was. But I love Elena asking for free coffee, because of course, if you ever went to a place where your friend was working, you would expect free goods.
Yeah, totally, absolutely. And that's why so many people got fired at Stop and Shop.
I mean, understandable, you know?
I guess.
You got to get your free shit.
Your free stuff. Yeah. How else are you going to, equip your party as a 16-year-old without free chips? I would be like, hey, like, can I have a little something something?
Yeah, exactly. But in comes Danny, who Felicity is supposed to fire. And apparently he's late because he volunteers at the orphanage in the mornings.
I am so annoyed that he actually volunteers at the orphanage, because, like, Danny, as a master manipulator liar, just feels right to me.
I loved how Elena's first instinct was, he's working you. Like,
he's
look
working
at him.
You. Yeah. 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 He's bullshitting you. Like, if there was a world that he was actually, like, some sort of, like, genius and, like, was putting on an act, then I would have been like, ooh, Danny.
Some Kaiser Sose shit. We would love to see that.
Sure, sure, sure. And, like, in a way he does, because, like, he seems so incompetent, but then eventually he is somehow competent. But yeah, like I was kind of with Elena. I'm like, I think that he's like a little liar.
Yeah, I was hoping for it. But yeah, we'll see. That's probably not what we're going to get later. And then we have our favorite little duo, Richard and Noel, where Richard can't stay in his dorm room because the heat basically like won't turn off. And so Richard, instead of being a normal person, has left the dorm room closed. So he's basically been like hotboxing himself in this sauna of a room. He's having hallucinations. He's walking around in his boxers and he's dehydrated. And I would just say, I guess Richard has zero friends because I would be staying in a friend's room.
No, he doesn't have friends. His only friend seems to be Noel. I think it kind of looks like hot yoga in there.
I mean, I could see, and this is not high quality. You know, we're potato-y quality over here for these episodes. I could see the beads of sweat on him, which was really grossing me out.
They like spritzed him.
Yeah, they really did spritz him. But yeah, Richard's like, but where am I going to go? And Noel says, we'll stay with friends. And Noel says, you have to have other friends besides me. And I'm like, oh, you consider Richard a friend, Noel?
I think they have fully come around and now they're friends. It took a little while.
Yeah. But I miss the heyday of Richard getting a real good hate into Noel, you know?
Yeah.
I miss those moments.
I'm sure it'll come around. Maybe.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hope
like there's less negging now. It's more just like, hi, you're my friend. Like a lost little puppy. Like, hi, you're my friend. Like, can I bother you for a sec?
Yeah.
It's not as satisfying.
Yeah, I agree. But he's going to be staying with Noel because he doesn't have anywhere else to live. Sean and Ben are back at the bank. And it turns out that Sean also has credit issues because he has tons of business ventures. So he owes debt to Furman Dough Company, and that's one of his business ventures. And he said, imagine, if you will, bagel knobs, like donut holes, but bagel holes.
This is so innovative that this exists. It exists. Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Like if he invented this, he is going to be so mad in the future when he finds out that I bet this fucking bagel dough company stole his idea.
The thing is this, I mean, there's a reason it actually was invented, and it's because of the great idea. Like, it's especially idea. I love the idea because bagels can be quite messy, right? Like, I love the idea of having the equivalent of a donut hole, but a bagel hole, and stuffing it with the cream cheese. That way you pop them in. You just pop them on in while you're walking down the New York City streets.
Yes. I know. Like, I know that, Starbucks had them. I don't know if they still have them. Yeah. But bagel.
You just got to get the cream cheese to bagel ratio correct. Because if it's off, then it's going to be bad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but like it exists. It's such a good idea. And this is why you need to get your patents in. Because then he would be like a billionaire.
He'd have
so I would say if we had to rank like his ideas, this is
my
favorite. This is the top of the list.
And then the Kodiak disposal, like the dispenser.
That's a good idea too.
I just think that one eventually becomes obsolete. So that's the problem with that.
I don't think so, because like all the little Gen Zers and Gen Alpha people, they take our stuff all the time.
Maybe he would adjust over time and instead of selling like the disposable cameras, sell those little Instamax.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I mean, yeah, but like also
the refills.
Yes, of course. Yeah. It stays a good idea because honestly, like you want to capture those moments. And there's something very nostalgic about like a disposable camera, like picture to film. Oh, also, there's those foam printers that they're like little gadgets and then you print from your phone.
Oh, I've seen them.
And
yes.
It doesn't take yes. ink. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, we love this idea from Sean, but unfortunately it's not going to help them get the loan. And the guy's like, sorry, you're out of luck. And Ben is very upset.
Yeah. I would be too.
So, yeah.
I get it.
Then we have Danny. I mean, he took a long lunch. He says he thinks he's getting an infection and he can't come in on Saturday because he has a doctor's appointment. It's a specialist. He's going to drain it. There's a lot of fluid. And Felicity at this point is both annoyed by Danny, knows she has to fire him. And because of what Elena said, she thinks that she's being hoodwinked. And so she fires him right here on the spot.
Yeah. And he takes that well. Like, I wasn't sure like what he was going to do, but he takes that well. He's like, oh, like this is so bad, but okay. And I'm like, I was like, okay, like he's taking it in. Like, it's not that bad. Like, it should be fine. And then of course, like I should have known that he wasn't taking any of it in. I should have known.
To be fair to him, it's weird to be fired by someone who doesn't even really have authority over you.
Well, that's the thing, right? Because like, she doesn't say, oh, Abby told me to let you go.
I'm throwing that bitch under the bus instantly. I'm saying Abby told me.
Look, I don't want to do this, but I was asked to do this.
Yeah, because exactly.
And then he comes back and he's like, you're not the boss of me. And I was like, well, yeah, that is correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. You're right, Danny.
Yeah. What do we think of how comfortable Richard is in Noel's dorm room immediately? Like, he is shirtless instantly.
Let's go, dicks out. That's how you do it with your friends.
I always hang out dicks out with my friends.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But it's a federal offense to be reading someone's mail. So, Richard, come the fuck on, my guy.
I would do it.
Yeah, of course you would.
I would do it. It's interesting. I love to look at other people's shit. I'm like, oh, what do you got over here?
No,
I'm
like looking
through everything. I'm going through all the things. You're lucky that I
would be annoyed if someone went through my mail just because, I mean, honestly, there'd never be anything decent in there.
No, you wouldn't care if I came to your house and went through your mail. You wouldn't.
There'd be nothing interesting in it is the problem.
Can I look at your catalogs?
I don't get many catalogs.
What did you get in the mail yesterday?
My new credit card came, like a replacement card for the credit card I have.
That would be great for Ben.
Yeah, exactly. And then junk mail. I don't know. We always get like, oh, do you need a new roof? Oh, do you want your hedges trimmed? Oh, we'll seal your driveway. Go fuck off. Okay. If I needed it, I would get it done.
Oh, okay. No, I don't even know if you have hedges. Who's your landscaper?
I don't have a landscaper.
Woof.
This isn't Jersey, Sarah. Okay. We don't all have landscapers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So once again, stay pressed, Jessica. Keep that name in mind.
But Noel found out that he got a summer internship in Berlin, baby.
Woo. Fancy. Good for you. Take it. Yeah. Take it and go. Don't be like Joey Potter. Go to France.
Please. Yeah, seriously. This happens so much where it's like, go on the trip you're supposed to go on. But Richard. Okay. And this is where you, Noel. Please, for the love of God, when have you taken Richard's advice and it has gone well for you? Like, this is so ass backwards and annoying and so typical young 20-somethings of like, this is a way to test my relationship. Let me say it in front of Felicity and watch her face. And that way I'll know how she reacts to her true feelings. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, or you can just say like, look, like this is a great opportunity for me and I really want to go. And I'm sorry if that is not what you want to hear, but maybe you could come visit me.
Seriously, like, why they have to make it so freaking complicated for themselves. And Noel tries to again be like, oh, well, we're not dating, we're rebuilding and we're just friends and blah, blah. Okay, Noel. All right. Yeah, whatever.
So you don't like it? You're not a fan?
I don't like the test of it. No, I think it's dumb to make it into a test. I feel like it's just stupid. It's just more stupidness from Noel, like, who takes dumb advice from Richard.
Richard's just trying to help.
Richard's just trying to hang out, dicks out. You know, he just wants to hang out with Noel.
I think
Richard loves these moments where he gets to give advice to Noel because he feels like such a good guy when he
Richard's
gets
like,
it.
I can really help you, actually.
And yet Richard has probably never had a relationship in his life. Oh, so no. Why the fuck are you listening to him?
No, I guarantee he has not. Mm-hmm. Poor Ben. Just poor Ben.
Yeah, he's talking to his mom, and she asks, like, how he's doing, and he's like, oh, he lies. He just said, everything is really good, okay? All right, love you.
You know what, Ben? You and your mom, you guys need to just be sad people together.
I know. I don't know why he doesn't lean on – I mean, I understand. He doesn't want to burden her, but, like, your mom has seemingly supported you this whole time. Like, it feels like your relationship is way closer with her than with his dad. So
I think so, unless that is like a misconception and that's not the case. But I think it is.
Yeah. Elena is working with Professor McGrath, and she like has a whole organization system. She's going to help him navigate the really scary world of the interwebs. and he says, I still prefer the library.
Fancy, oh, fancy he's game. Just like Giles.
He loves the library.
Yeah.
Shout out to Emily the librarian, who is all caught up on Felicity now after like
and Nick.
It's like and Nick, just like a week or two.
Yeah, they caught up to us. They're I thought times. They were gonna get ahead of us. I was like,
I was gonna be annoyed. I'm like, you can't watch ahead, that's unfair to us.
I was like, don't do this to me, please.
Yeah. But Elena says, like, they start getting into like actual real life stuff, which I don't think it's like necessarily inappropriate, right? Like they're having an open conversation. They're two adults at this point. She is not like a 17-year-old or something. Like she's an adult. And so he asks like, oh, well, you seem a lot older. And we find out, we knew her mom had died. I don't know if we knew how, but we find out that her mom died of cancer when she was really young. And so she kind of grew up quickly because of that. And McGrath sympathizes because he found out that his ex-wife has lymphoma, and he found out yesterday, which is why he was all upset.
Yeah. Poor thing. Like that's really tough to hear. And I'm sure that they can connect on that. And that just adds like another layer of like weirdness and closeness that is probably really hard to sift through.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yes, you're connecting. It doesn't need to be made more romantic. I would have been fine with her just having a fucking normal mentor. Wouldn't that have been lovely? But no, we can't have fucking nice things.
Well, once again, this is what I said on Dawson's Creek. There was a professor-student relationship at my college within my program. And now they have twins and have been married for like X amount of years, and they're living happily ever after.
There you go.
So it could happen, and it's okay.
It could. Don't think it's going to in this instance because this is Felicity, and we have so many more seasons to watch of drama.
Yeah, I don't think Elena's going to quit being a doctor and being this dude's wife. That's for sure.
No. And then this scene was so hard to watch. Ben is trying to like return Sean's watch, which he had taken and was considering pawning to get money.
That is so rough. Like, how did you? And like, I sympathize because like sometimes when you're so desperate, you do things that are outside of your character. And like, I just think that there's just so much like shame and pressure and like desperation that like I can understand why Ben did this. Like, it's not good, it's not right, but like I can understand. And Julie catches him and calls him out and is like, what are you doing? And it's like he's already gone through the process of like taking the watch, like working through it in his mind, and is putting it back. And it's just like the guilt and shame of like thinking he's going to do that, which made him like, you know, talk about it out loud and tell the truth. And Sean comes in and is like, what's going on, everybody? And he tells Julie to tell him because like, if he was in the place, like he would tell on him.
And yeah, the thing is, he knows what he did is wrong.
Yeah,
and so what he was going to do was wrong. The thought was wrong, and you know what he was going to do was wrong, and so it's like. He's like, oh, you caught me. Okay, I'm a terrible person. Just tell him everything. Okay, everyone should be really mad at me. It's like he's like trying to punish himself already. You know what yes. I mean? Before they even have a chance to like get angry or be disappointed yeah. or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah, he did. I mean, like, once again, like he did not. He might have stolen it, but he was returning it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's honestly like beating himself up, like mm-hmm. understandably so, but like, you know,
yeah,
poor thing.
Yeah, we get a really cute little convo between Ben and Richard where Richard's like, hey Ben, yes Richard, did you tell Felicity about the Berlin trip yet? No, Richard. Why not? It's like they're having a little slumber party, a little boys chat.
Yeah, this is legit slumber party life. Just sleeping on your friend's floor, chatting it up until the middle of the night. So nice.
Yeah. But he's like, Noel's a little scared. That's why he's a little bit scared, a little nervy. He's like, what if she doesn't, what if she's not upset at all that I'm leaving? He's like, well, then wouldn't you want to know?
Yeah. That's and a good Richard, point, Richard.
Richard wants to be roommates with Noel next year.
No.
And Noel immediately like shoves a pillow over his head.
Yeah, he's like, no roommates. No roommate. Get a nice single.
I mean, especially because why are you going from an RA like single to like having to room with Richard, you know? Just saying.
I don't know. Richard.
Oh, Richard. So then we're at Dean and DeLuca. And Noel does this stupid thing where he waits to tell Felicity until she's like facing him, which I also don't understand. Why are you having all your serious conversations while she's on the clock? Why?
Why you gotta be a dumb hoe?
I can't. I truly cannot.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's just seems to do it. I think it's because like she's trapped and she can't like run away. It's like, oh, we'll trap her in here.
I suppose. Yeah. She's behind the counter. She can't leave.
She can't leave. I got her.
And she like, when he tells her, she does look upset. And so then he starts like smiling like an idiot. And she's like, why are you smiling? Like, why are you being a fucking weirdo? Are you so excited to leave me here and go to Berlin? So I wish this backfired more.
So you don't want to be with me?
Yeah, I was hoping it would backfire more than it did.
Yeah, I mean, oh well, maybe next time. I'm sure you'll mess up again. So like he's happy that she's not leaving, and then like, do we have a resolution? Is he going? Do we know? I don't know.
We don't know. No, we know he like told her about it and she did the right thing and was like, congratulations, like you should go. Like she doesn't seem like she's going to be holding him back. But if I had to guess, I think he's going to be holding himself back or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Don't be dumb, Noel. Go to Berlin. Because guess what? In 10 years, when you're married and have a child, you're not going to be able to go to Berlin. Or if you do, you're going to have to go to freaking Disneyland when you go to Paris. It's a train ride away.
Yeah. Well, who knows? That's not this episode's problem. That's either the penultimate or the finale. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah, and I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending.
Yeah. Danny decided that Felicity didn't fire him because she's not the real boss of him, which, fair enough, Danny. Fair enough.
You got me there.
Facts are facts.
Facts are facts. But like, yeah, like I was surprised by this. It's like, oh gosh, the audacity. He just like came back. It's like and once again, like I kind of thought that he was like unhinged and he was just like, I totally forgot yesterday happened. Like none of that happened. And I was like, ooh, that's creepy. But no, he's just like, I mean, he was logical. It was like, you are not the boss of me. I will stay. Thank you.
How about no, motherfucker?
How about them apples?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will sweep this floor for the 100th time.
With one hand, bitch. With one hand. So Elena is still working with Professor McGrath, and he gets off the phone with his daughter, who apparently it was her birthday, and she turns 13 on Friday. And it's like, isn't this a glaring red light in your face, ma'am, that his daughter is closer in age than to you than he is? Maybe this is not a good match. Maybe. Come on, Elena. Come on. Come on, Elena. She asks him out to dinner instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he, yeah. Listen, I was like so pumped when he said, no, I'm flattered, but I don't think it's a good idea. I was like, thank God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the episode wasn't over yet, so.
No. There was still like 15 minutes left of the episode.
Ridiculous.
So much more time to make bad decisions. So, yeah, like at this point in time, I was like, oh, and she's like very mortified. Like she's embarrassed. Like she's like, oh, God, like I'm sorry. Like I'll leave. And I mean, more on that later. But I mean, he did put up those boundaries at first, but
then he broke them down himself. Like this is the hard thing to do. If he's really like attracted to her and into her and whatever, then the hardest thing should be saying no when she asks you out. Then you did the right thing. Stay on that track, Professor McGrath. Stay on that track.
And he comes to her, so that's even worse. It's not like she comes back to work the next day and is like, yeah, well.
I really liked, so Ben goes to the bar that Lynn works at, and I really like this. Like, Lynn is trying his best to like talk sense into Ben, and I really like that he really isn't giving up, you know what I mean? Like, and they haven't been friends for very long, so that just shows like I really have come around on Lynn, and I apologize for being so mean to him early on.
Yes, you were wrong.
I was wrong, and he seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And you know why I extra love him?
Why?
Because of how much he hates New Jersey.
Once again, I literally could not care about any other state except Missouri, which I think of Missouri as a great state. Mm-hmm. Nobody else is a thought in my mind. So, you know, keep talking about it. Keep thinking about it. Keep hating it. Because at the end of the day, that's on you, baby. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm good. Yep. I'm Gucci.
Okay, Lynn, keep thinking about Jersey. So then Barry comes in and he's like harassing Ben. He's like, hey, I was expecting to talk to you today. Like, where you been? He makes fun of Ben saying like, oh, he doesn't pay his tabs. And Ben is ready to fucking punch Barry in the mouth, like full on. And Lynn, I mean, here's the thing. If I'm Lynn, I'm pissed off. We've been through something like this when Joey worked at a bar where it's like, if your friends come in and trash the place and constantly get in fights, that's going to come back on you and reflect poorly on you. So if I'm Lynn, I'm getting kind of ticked off that this keeps happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I like that Lynn like is ready to fight Barry though for him.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, Ben, he shoves Barry, who falls into a table and, like, knocks popcorn everywhere. And Barry, like, is like, where's your phone? Where's your phone? And Lynn knows. Lynn knows what this means.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean?
Good. Well, it means he's calling his goonies that are going to go beat the shit out of Ben.
Oh, the finger cutters. Yes.
The finger cutters, as they're known on the street. The finger cutters. That's their street name.
Yeah, the street guinea. Yeah. Oh, no. So Ben goes missing. Nobody knows where Ben is.
Yeah, he leaves and he's out on the floor. And then meanwhile, we have to watch Danny attempt to sweep a dish on the floor for a while. This fucking guy.
Yeah, okay. And then Felicity does something so stupid, and I was just ready for this to blow up in her face. And
I was ready for Dean and DeLuca to go up in flames, literally.
Yeah. Cause like she's like she gets a call and is like, Ben got into a fight, like he's missing. It's a huge like issue. And she's like, okay, I'll go and help you. It's like, Felicity, just finish up your closing, you dumb hoe.
She must almost be done. Like all the chairs are up. At that point, you must have like maybe 20 minutes on your shift tops.
Yeah. But she asked Danny to take care of it. And Danny's the like,
worst
I can't
person
do it.
To leave the hands of Dean and DeLuca in.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't even have two full hands at this point.
That's true. But the thing is that he like duped her because he's like, I can't do it. It's too much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, more on that in a moment. But I was like, I was like, that is such a bad idea. And you were so close and you don't deserve that raise. That was a big misstep.
Yeah, this is bad for Felicity to do.
Very bad.
So Danny is left all by himself in the Dean and DeLuca, and I was like, this is not good. Like, something bad is going to happen. Then we see Ben walking down the street, and we know whenever we see a character walking in the street, it's probably not going to be good, especially if it's at night. And we see all these like frat bros come in and just start wailing on Ben, just like kicking him and punching him.
Wait, I am so confused why like all the Goonies are actually just brothers of like Phi Sig. Like, I don't understand. It's like, I thought this was like
thing for them to do,
an upper operation. And like, turns out it's just like a fraternity underground betting ring. I was shocked. And also so annoying that this is the first like glance of Greek life in the entire show. It's like, they have not mentioned fraternities, sororities, Greek life in any form. And they're like, hi, we're the brothers of whatever fraternity. We're going to beat you up now because you didn't pay your tab.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So Felicity thanks Noel for like helping look for Ben. She's like, oh, maybe he's just like, you know, walking around, clearing his head. They say goodnight. It's like there's a big lingering moment where they obviously want to kiss. Noel kisses her on the cheek. And again, he does like, I'm going to give all of the credit to Scott Foley. Like, when he does the lean in kiss on the cheek, it was very, there was steam. It was steamy.
Mm.
It was a steamy cheek kiss.
Mm. I love it.
And they're like, oh, maybe we shouldn't go beyond friendship because we could get hurt. But of course they start kissing because they're Felicity and Noel and they have to kiss.
Yeah. I mean, it looked very delicate and nice.
I mean, it's the pillowy lips. It's the pillowy Scott Foley lips. They're magic.
Yeah. So they say friends can kiss. Can friends kiss? Do you kiss your friends?
I do not kiss my friends. No.
Yeah. No. There's a fine line between being platonic best friends and then just being best friends who fuck. Very fine line.
It's called a dick. That's the fine line.
You're saying that I'm dickmatized. Okay, so blah blah blah. We should go see if Julie. Yeah, they're all very worried about Ben. Ben's fine. I mean, he's a little beat up and bloody, but he's fine.
Thankfully. Yeah, it's basically Felicity is like waiting. It's 7 a.m. and no one has heard from him, but they have to wait 48 hours to report a missing person. So they're all just waiting. Mm-hmm. And she goes into Dean and DeLuca, and there's Danny, and he's dressed like she was dressed on her day as assistant manager.
And his hand is magically healed. He's a swindler.
Fucking Tinder swindler.
He's the Tinder swindler. So after she left last night, Abby came back early from her little bean retreat and realized the situation that Felicity left him on his own. And she promotes him to assistant manager and not her. And she's not fired because Danny convinced her not to fire Felicity, but he like stole the promotion.
Yeah, this is some bullshit. I don't understand how you can go from being almost fired to being promoted to assistant manager. Like, Abby, you're the worst manager. And then, of course, perfect timing. A nun comes in and is like, the children made this for you, Danny.
I can't believe that he actually worked at an orphanage.
I know. I can't believe it either.
Ugh,
I kind of wish he didn't so we could hate him.
Danny, I mean, like, I could still hate him. Like, a lot of bad people do charity work.
That's true. He still fucking sucks. Fuck you, Danny.
Fuck you, Danny. So he actually, and like, Abby's just like, I'm so like impressed by him. He's absolutely incredible. She still doesn't do eye contact though, which is like a little weird. But
she just doesn't like to give eye contact.
You know? I like her headband situation and her hair today though. No.
I don't know. Not for me. Not for me. But you know what else isn't for me? Fucking McGrath saying, hey, Elena, we should go out to lunch together. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Well,
hate it.
We'll see how that goes. It's not going to be good. So Ben's been missing for almost 24 hours. Everybody is worried sick. And Felicity gets a knock on the door, and it is Ben who looks, he looks a fright.
Why is this where he goes? Like, why is this the location that he chooses? He's like, hey, you remember that girl that stalked me and was obsessed with me?
Yeah.
Let's just go to her dorm room in the middle of the night.
Well, I think that's because he might not care what she thinks of him.
Well, that's fair. Maybe.
It's like, you know, she's crazy.
Yeah.
So if I'm going through stuff and I'm crazy, then we can just be crazy together.
Well, can I also just say, Felicity gives great advice in this instance, right? Like he says, Sean, and I'm sure Sean and Julie don't even want to hear from me. And Felicity says, no, you're wrong. Like you should definitely go back and talk to them. But he says, like, maybe I should hang out here. And she says, that's okay. Like, yeah, absolutely. Sit down. And he says he's getting worried that he's starting to turn into his dad because he's fighting every time he gets pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And so Felicity, not good. No, definitely not. It's the last person he wants to turn into. And you can almost imagine like the shame spiral he's in as a result, you know, like he hates his dad so much. And now he feels like he's becoming his dad, which is like worse mm-hmm. nightmare, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And so he brings up his parents first so that Felicity asks, like, do they know what's going on? And he says, well, no, I haven't talked to my dad in months. And my mom calls all the time. But like she left my dad, she has a chance to be happy for the first time. And if I told her what was going on, she would be super worried. And I love Felicity's answer to this, which is you should let her worry. Like it's not such a bad thing. Like she's mm-hmm. still your parent and like let her be your mom. Like let her take care
yeah.
of you.
Yeah. That is very good advice. And like, thankfully,
surprisingly good advice.
I don't think it's very surprising. I think that Felicity is really coming to her own as a young adult in college, which is the whole point of college. Like, that's why you go off and like live on your own for the first time. Like, it's your first like touch of adulthood. And I think that like she's growing up.
Good yeah, for her. I just really thought this was great advice of like, yes, I love Felicity saying, she doesn't say something like, well, your mom's not going to worry. Like she does, because that's unrealistic. Yeah. But instead she says, no, let her worry. Let her be your parent. Mm-hmm. Like that, you know, yes, you still need your parents sometimes and like call her. And I just thought it was like such a nice way that she said it to him too, where it didn't feel like she was being pushy or like condescending. She said it in a way of like, have you thought about this? You know, like, what about this as an option?
Yeah. And I like that. Like she came to him with like very little judgment, which made him yes. feel comfortable.
Yeah. Which maybe is why he went there in the first place, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Felicity's not a judger, that's for sure. But neither is mm-hmm. Julie. But also no, she's a Pisces. So
I just think he didn't want to burden her. He doesn't care about Felicity as much. So he's like, here's my crap. Here's my garbage.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. But I do like this like montage that we get where he returns home to the apartment and we see that like Sean, Lynn and Julie are all kind of like sleeping in the living room, which like broke my heart a little bit. Cause you know, they've been waiting for like 24 hours. Like they're terrified. They're all sitting with phones and phone books.
Yeah. They tried to tell the cops, but the cops were like, it has to be 48 hours. So they didn't want to hear it. They've been worried sick.
Yeah. And I love everyone like hugging Ben. Cause I thought like, because you know Ben's worst nightmare is like they're going to be angry at me. They're going to be upset with me. And no, this like, of course, the first thing they're going to do is hug you because they were so afraid of what could have happened to you.
Yeah. And he does like he got beat up. So like he looks like he's been through it. So
he looks rough.
If anything, like at least he has like that little bit of like feel bad for me and pity me because I look bad.
I got Julie, punched. Do we have any peas I can put on my face?
I got punched by the bros at the fraternity.
Yeah.
I had no idea that the entire fraternity was in on this.
I can't believe Barry is a part of a fraternity.
Look, I freaking love Barry. Greek life. It is.
Well, we might not be done with Barry. Who knows?
Yeah.
But we leave the episode with Ben calling his mom. And I mean, I hope this gets resolved. This was like a very flash in the pan storyline. I feel like Ben just started gambling like two episodes ago. And so like we really rushed this storyline.
I feel like that is kind of how storylines are just happening in this show. It's like, this is a huge problem. Like yeah, actually, suddenly. No, it's not.
It's like, suddenly
Hannah comes back and now their relationship is in danger and they broke up. Well, not really because two episodes later, they're back kissing.
Yeah.
Like, the stakes are low in Felicity.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to do whatever the fuck we want to do, and you're just going to have to deal with it. So who do we want to give our points to for this episode?
I kind of want to say Ben, because he asked for help and we got to reward him for being vulnerable.
This is fair. My other option was Sean, because of him offering to co-sign and just generally being like a very supportive friend.
Who did we give it to last time?
Last episode, Lynn got our point.
Oh, let's give it to Lynn again.
Give it to Lynn again. Sean hasn't gotten any points.
Give it to Sean. Give it to Sean.
Also for his invention.
That was a great invention. Yeah. Give it to Sean.
Okay. Sean gets the point. We have some feedback from DBK. Let's see what DBK has to say.
What up, though, ladies? Okay, so connections. What do we got going on here? We got Ben following down the gambling rabbit hole even more. He gets tasked with collecting Barry's debts. We find out he doesn't want to ask his mom for help because she possibly could be happy for the first time in a long time. What else we got going on this episode? Felicity is manager while Abby is away, and she's tasked with firing Booger from Revenge of the Nerds. Good old Danny. She can't do it because she does do it, but then he comes back and then she goes off to help Julie because she's such a good friend to her friends. And then Danny gets promoted. And I think that's connections. Nothing else really happened this episode except... Oh, yeah. Elena asked out Professor McGrath.
So
maybe Elena has a new possible love interest. Exciting times, Jess. We'll have to see how this plays out. Anyways,
he's such a troll.
I could hear him smiling when he was like, "So I guess she's in a relationship." DBK, you know me so well. He knew I would be bothered by that storyline. Yeah. You know what? He's right. I'm very pressed about this storyline. Not about New Jersey, but about this.
Yes. To once again, stay pressed.
Yeah, I will be pressed about this as long as it goes on. But that's the feedback we have. Make sure you're sending in your voicemails at shit90spod.com, or you could send us an email, shit90spod@gmail.com. We love getting feedback. Sarah, do you want to know what the next episode is titled?
Yeah, I would love to know.
It is called The Force.
The Force?
Are we going to see Star Wars?
No, I think it's like the force of Felicity and Noel's love.
Ew.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Like, well, the great whatever. Force. They just can't stay away from each other.
It's our penultimate episode. Oh. Do we want to make any last minute predictions for like end of season? Like, do we think Noel and Felicity will be together in a relationship by the end of the season?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say she breaks up with him to get him to go to Berlin or something.
Oh yeah. Berlin. Is he going to go to Berlin? I don't think so.
I will say yes for fun. We'll have opposite options. Ben and Julie, what about them? Are they still together?
No, they're going to break up. They are doomed. They're not well.
Because I agree with you, I want to add more. So I'm going to yes and you and say yes and. It's not rude. That's improv. Yes and. Maybe she falls into the arms of one Mr. Inventor Sean, because I would love that. I don't think it's going to happen.
If only we could be so lucky.
I would love it. I would love to see it.
But then where does Chloe the librarian go?
It's fine. She only saw her like twice. Who cares?
Yeah.
We love librarians, though, just in case people are listening and they're a librarian. We love librarians. Let's see. Elena and Professor McGrath, that's over by the end of the season, right? I hope so.
No.
Stop it. Why are you doing this to me?
Because they're.
I didn't say mean things about Jersey. It was Lynn that said mean things about Jersey.
They're in true love.
Okay. Does Eli make a return at all, or are we done with him?
No, we're done with you. Well, maybe in the future when Felicity stops trying to be a doctor.
And I think we're done with him for the season is my assumption.
Sure.
She hangs out with him over the summer. We'd love that.
She's going to do like an artist retreat over the summer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's connections. We're going to be back next week with season 1, episode 21. In the meantime, You can hear my voice also over on Talkin' Shit, where my friend Stuart and I are watching and recapping every episode of Schitt's Creek. We're also on YouTube if you prefer to watch your podcasts, if you want to check that out. And Sarah, you all are blowing it out of the water right now with how much you have going on over on Whirlwind Podcasts.
Yeah, so Whirlwind Podcast launched this week, starting with season 3, episode 1 of Girls 5 Eva. One Indescribable Podcast has started. The whole season dropped on Netflix, but they're doing it episodic coverage of it. And then on the same day as this is released, you can listen to me, Adam, and Todd do Previously on Shameless, where we go through the first season of Shameless, but only discuss the Previously Ons. They only watch that. I've seen the show. And they're just watching the previous thing. It's really funny. And we got Inside the TARDIS for Doctor Who coverage and Veronica Mars Whirlwind Investigations and Tuning In with Todd and Tom. So much fun stuff over at Whirlwind Podcast. And then you and me, we're going to continue doing our coverage. And we have some bonus content planned for April and all sorts of good stuff everywhere.
Yeah, fun stuff happening. So make sure you're following along everywhere at Shit90sPod. Is it Whirlwind Pod, Sarah?
Whirlwind Pods.
Whirlwind Pods. And then at Talkin' Shit. That's where you can find us. Doing all sorts of new fun things. We're in our new fun era. This is 2024, baby. And we're going to kick some ass, is what we decided. That's all we have this week. Next week, we'll be back with another episode of Felicity. And we will talk to you all next time. Have a good one. Just bye. Ask.
Shit 90 shows taught me.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.